Hello and welcome to episode 18 of the Documentally Podcast. This edition is entitled Vox Pop, which if you didn't already know means the voice of the people. Having been given a couple of questions from my US listeners, I try to find a random cross-section of the UK population and ask them to answer as honestly as possible. I'd like to stress that the answers I got back do not necessarily reflect the opinion of myself or this podcast, although some of the opinions are pretty close to the mark. Also, please do not confuse these answers here with the voice of the majority of the British public. I didn't have time to ask them all, really. I'd wanted to ask a few more people, but at the end I had to settle for five as I wanted to keep the podcast at around an hour in length. The people kind enough to give me a few moments of their time were Dave, ex-Royal Air Force and now the manager of a print shop, Donna, mother and assistant manager of a photographic supplies, Alan, owner and manager of a stationery store, Pete, professional musician and owner of a recording studio, and Paul, assistant head teacher of a London secondary school. If you'd like to see what these people look like, their portraits accompany their voices on the Enhance podcast. If you're listening to the MP3, then you can see them on my blog at www.documentally.com. That's also the place you can leave a comment or send feedback to podcast@documentally.com. You can also find a link to the podcasters forum at newmediarevolutionaries.com. That's newmediarevolutionaries.com. Some great other podcasts on there, check it out. Right, I think that's enough information for now. On with the interviews. Dave?
Hi.
Tell me what you used to do.
Right, I used to be in the Royal Air Force.
And what are you doing now?
Now I run my own print shop.
Do you want me asking you a couple of questions?
No, that's fine. Carry on.
Not posed by me, posed by my kind of American listenership and friends. Okay, first one. Does Blair really like Bush?
I would think not. I think he probably puts up with Bush, maybe for trade relations more than anything else. I would think if he was honest with himself, he would agree with 98% of the British population that, and probably 98% of the US population, that George Bush is a total prat.
Do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
No, I think that's probably one that we couldn't say was an inside job.
What could you say was an inside job then?
The assassination of Kennedy.
So, do you think that the pulling off of that is a lot easier than something as big as 9/11 then?
Oh, I would say so, yeah. I mean, in 1963, there certainly wasn't the technology to, be able to keep tabs on as many people as there is nowadays. So, I should imagine it was quite a simple job to undertake.
On the same note, I have a question along those lines. How kind of aware are you of living in a Big Brother state, being in England? Is it worse than America?
Not having lived in America, I can't really answer that one. I mean, my sister does live in the States. But I think Britain is becoming more and more of a Big Brother state. And I don't think we have our own independence even as much as we did do 20 years ago from Europe. So, I'm not too fond of the way that we are going, but I'm not sure about the States.
How nostalgic are the Brits for Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher?
Margaret Thatcher was very, very good to me because I was in the forces at the time that she was in power. So every year she gave me a pay rise, so I really liked her. But I think for getting the nation motivated and getting people behind her, she was fantastic. And yeah, we haven't seen her like since and probably won't again.
Where do you get most of your news from?
I suppose the TV. I do read the newspapers. I don't tend to get it off the internet. It's a case of at the end of the working day, I'll go home and watch a bit of telly and pick up on the day's happenings there.
Any particular favourite channel?
BBC.
What's it like to hang out in a British pub?
Fan-bloody-tastic. Having said that, I went to see, when I was over in the States, I went to see the Denver Broncos against the New England Patriots, and ended up in an American bar not far from Mile High Stadium, and drunk some fat tire beer and had a great time with the locals, but it just isn't quite the same as an English pub.
Why hasn't Tony Blair resigned yet?
I don't think that he's done all that he wants to do. I still think there's a few things on his agenda that he would like to either clear up or be remembered for when he does go. And that's probably the reason he's hanging on.
Do Brits dig castles as much as Americans do? And I mean dig, not in the sandcastle sense, in the like sense.
I think probably not, because we're used to them. You know, they're just sort of blots on the landscape over here, but I don't suppose you've got too many over there, Binge. You haven't got any history. Real history.
Who has the best education, the Americans or the Brits?
Again, that's difficult to say. I mean, I had a good education, and but we're talking 25 years ago now, when the grammar school system over here was in place, and it isn't so much now. I think our education system is a lot poorer than it used to be. I can't say for the American education system. I have no experience of it. So, but I would say my general consensus is that we do have a better system than yours.
Do you resent appearing to live in the shadow of the US?
I never think about it, because basically I make my own way in life, and I don't care too much for what's going on around me, i.e., you know, who's making the rules and regulations. I tend to not keep my head down, but I just get on with it and you know, don't let it affect me too much.
Does anyone in the UK still listen to the Beatles or The Cure?
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah, I like to have a couple of beers and listen to some old Beatles stuff every now and again if I'm feeling a bit chilled. The Cure, yeah, I think we've probably gone past that. There's a lot of better stuff around. You want to listen to a band called Muse. That's what you want to listen to in the States at the moment. They are really big over here and fantastic.
What's the deal with the royal family? Can't you get rid of them?
Do we want to get rid of the royal family? People don't realise, and probably people in the States don't realise, the amount of revenue that the royal family generate for this country with their presence in, you know, overseas trips around the world. It does create an awful lot of revenue trade-wise for this country, and they are... our royal family find it difficult sometimes to come to terms with modern day life and how the pace that life is ran at nowadays and the infringements that they have on their privacy. But apart from that, I personally would not ditch the royal family in favour of you know, any other kind of regime. Oh, not the right word I'm looking for, but you know what I mean.
How satisfied are you with the British healthcare system?
Great, because I've got private healthcare. It's overloaded. It does the best it can under an awful lot of stress and strain, but I wouldn't swap it for the American system, where, you know, whereby you have to buy your own healthcare, because I think there is serious poverty, particularly in the southern states, you know, as was proved with the hurricane last year. And some of those people just do not have the financial capabilities to look after themselves, normal run-of-the-mill healthcare, and that's wrong. That is wrong, in my opinion. You should have a basic healthcare system.
What do people in the UK, in your opinion, imagine is the biggest difference between the British people and Americans?
A lot of British people see Americans not on their own soil, but on our soil, where they can come over as quite brash people, because usually they're doing Europe or they're over here for whatever reason. My experience of them in their own country is a lot more, a lot nicer people, should I say. As for what Brits think of Americans in general, I think they can take them or leave them, to be quite honest.
Do you know what a podcast is?
I do know what a podcast is, yes.
Why, despite the US having the Bill of Rights and a huge potential for freer speech, does the UK seem to have a much more vibrant and inquisitive news media?
Some people in the UK aren't going to like this, but I think it is basically because we are Europeans at heart and we have freer spirits. We're certainly a lot freer as far as, how would I put it, like our sexuality is concerned. You know, I mean, you when I was in the States, I can't believe quite how prudish the general population of America are, considering they are supposed to be the leaders in everything else. I mean, you know, they're quite frowned upon it that we in Europe actually have beaches where ladies do topless bathing and things like that. And I find that in the 21st century quite ridiculous because, you know, live and let live, really. And I think Europeans in general are just freer spirits, and that's the way it is.
Slightly loaded question. You don't have to agree with the way that it's put.
Okay.
Saddam has already been caught by the gluttonous oil pigs of the Bush administration. So why the hell are we still in Iraq?
Now, that is a good question. I think that because we went in there in the first place, got rid of the regime that was there, we didn't realise quite how much we were taking on and quite how many people actually appreciated living in that regime, if you like. And the clear-up operation is just phenomenal, and we hadn't anticipated it, which is the reason why we're still in there fumbling about, basically, trying to get it right. And I don't think you can invade people's countries and expect... you know, even 50% of the population to lie down and accept it, whether you've done it for the right or the wrong reasons. I'm sure there was other ways of going about it, basically.
Do you know what the Conservative Party's politics are, their policies?
They're very confusing. That's what I know what they are. No, I'll be perfectly honest, I don't.
How religious in general are people in the UK, primarily the Christian and Jewish?
I think there are some people that are quite staunch Christians, but as for church going, it is nowhere near on the same scale as it is in the US. A lot of the people are just not so much atheists, but apathetic about the whole thing. And I certainly, for one, have never been to church since I went to school, apart from going to my own wedding and friends' weddings, and it isn't a part of my life, and certainly not a part of a lot of the circle of people that I mix with.
Finally, could you give me two things you really dislike about America and Americans, and two things you really like?
That's a bit of a difficult one just off the top of my head, really. One thing I certainly dislike is Pop-Tarts. I don't know what on earth they are all about. Well, certainly one of my likes, one of the best things that I ever think came out of America is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And I think on that great note, I'll finish.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to Documentary.
Please, can you tell me who you are and what you do for a living?
My name's Donna, and I'm assistant manager at a photographic shop called Jessop's in Rugby.
I'll start straight away with the first question. Do you think Blair really likes George W. Bush?
No, I think he thinks he probably is a twat. A fumbling twat would be another way to put it, yeah.
Do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
I don't see how it could be, no, to be honest.
How nostalgic are the Brits for Margaret Thatcher?
I think they do see her as an icon of that era. And yes, I do think they are slightly. There's better things to come, though, hopefully. Can't get much fucking worse, can it?
What's it like to hang out in a British pub?
It's wicked. It's ace. We do this drink now called Magners. You guys have got to try it. It's cider in a glass with loads of ice, and it is magnificent on a hot summer's day, sitting outside a pub, fag in one hand, cider in the other. Can't beat it.
Do British dig castles as much as Americans do?
No, generally they're dragged around them as children, try to romanticise it, but it's all shit here.
Do you think American education is more inferior than British education?
On some levels, yes. But I think we have a better... thing is, we've got a much, much better history, so we've got more to learn, basically. So I think we're, slightly better at that.
Do you think we live in the shadow of the United States?
No, we don't. Definitely not.
Does anyone in the UK still listen to The Beatles or The Cure?
Me. So there's one of us.
What's the deal with the royal family? Can't you get rid of them yet?
No, we can't. Though I'd like to quite happily get rid of them. I think they cost us far too much money. And imagine all those castles that Americans could come and have a look at.
How bad is the watching and surveillance in England? Is it more of a Big Brother state than America?
I wouldn't have thought so, no, but it is getting increasingly worse. Definitely. And I think it's terrible, especially with this new wheelie bin thing that's been going on lately.
What's that?
I mean, I heard about that. They're putting cameras in your wheelie bins and they're measuring how much waste you chuck out. Have you not heard about that?
No, I haven't. That's
you don't
terrifying.
Watch BBC One News, do you? Well, in the morning?
No, early in the morning, I'm in bed. But yeah.
Seriously, they're putting little discs in and they know, they can monitor exactly how much weight and everything and what you put in your bins.
What do you think those discs are worth on eBay?
Oh, about £10 each. That's a good thought.
How satisfied are you with the British health system?
Very satisfied, I would say. I know there's a few problems with superbugs, which really should be sorted out. But, you know, generally, I think that we, for the money that we pay, we get good care.
What do you think is the biggest difference between British and American people?
Lifestyle. I think there's a big lifestyle difference between us. I think we are more aware of our... selves than America. I think we're less selfish generally, and I think we think about others a lot more generally than they do.
When you think of America, what are the first three things that come to your mind?
The flag, for some reason, because it's on everything that's American, is their bloody flag. Their president and the White House, probably. So it's all more political side of things than anything else.
If you saw George Bush walking down the street, yeah, what would you say to him?
Is that a wig? That's what I'd say.
Is that a wig?
Yeah.
Do you think his hair looks funny?
Yeah, his hair looks really funny. It always makes me laugh.
Saddam has already been caught by the gluttonous oil pigs of the Bush administration. Not a question posed by me, by an American listener. So why the hell are we still in Iraq?
It's some pissant competition between the Americans and the British, I think, just to see who can cause the most mayhem. I don't know, that's the only solution I've got for it.
Is your parliament something that amuses the British as much as it amuses the US?
No, I think it's a load of shit. It's a load of old shit, that's what it is.
Would you update it?
Yeah, I think they'll fix it. I think it's all fixed anyway, if you ask me, personally, but there you go.
How religious do you think people are in the UK, mainly Christian and Jewish?
Speaking from personal experience, not at all, really. I guess Jews are more religious than the Christians, I would say. But, I mean, I'm baptised, well, christened and all that, and I just, weddings, funerals, that's it for me.
What's the UK's best comedy export to America in the last 50 years? Imagining you actually know what they're watching over there.
Well, I wouldn't know what they're watching, would I? That's the thing. But I'd have to say, Father Ted.
Do you think they've got Father Ted? I hope so.
I know.
That's great.
They should, if they Father haven't, Ted, they should have Father Ted.
Father Ted, get it on DVD. Yeah. Awesome. Very funny. The Irish side of America would love it anyway.
Definitely.
How funny was the whole Bill Clinton sex scandal thing to most of the people in the UK?
I didn't follow it. Not interested. Don't give a shit.
What's better, the British version of The Office or the American version of The Office?
Well, that's just a stupid question, because of course it's going to be the British version, isn't it?
Give me two things you dislike about America and two things you like about America.
Well, I dislike their selfish attitude, always have done, and I dislike the fact that they've got no history, though that's not their fault strictly, is it? It's not their fault, really. But they haven't really got a lot of history, and I like history. And what do I like about America? That's a difficult one. Jazz and blues, maybe. There you go.
Cool. Thank you very much, Donna.
That's it. You're more than welcome. You're very welcome.
The Progressive Podcast Network. ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org.
I've just walked into a what looks like an upmarket station, as in Rugby, called Rod Wasp. And you, sir, are the proprietor, I believe.
I am.
And your name?
Alan Tyler.
And do you have any political slant at all?
No.
No. Do you mind me asking you some questions from American people?
Don't mind at all.
Does Blair really like Bush?
I would think he's well in his pocket, yes.
Do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
Possible.
How nostalgic are Brits for Thatcher?
I think she's probably a name that you'd like to burn.
Where do you get the most of your news?
From the newspaper.
Any particular newspaper?
The Times.
Why hasn't Tony Blair resigned yet?
Because he's frightened.
Do Brits dig castles as much as Americans do?
Probably not.
How inferior do you think American education is?
I don't think it is inferior.
Oh, okay. That was a question straight from over there, so they obviously do. Or at least one person does. Do you resent appearing to live in the shadow of the US?
Yes.
Does anyone in the UK still listen to the Beatles or The Cure?
I do.
Thanks. How is Britain managing to liberalise somewhat its drugs policies?
I don't think we are. I think we fail miserably.
What is the deal with the royal family? Can't you get rid of them?
I'd love to.
When you think of America, what are the first three things that come to your mind?
Disneyland, McDonald's, Cape Canaveral.
Wow. Almost three corporations there. How did Britain manage to create universal healthcare, and how satisfied are you with the system?
I think the system when it first came out was very good, but I think it's fallen way behind the rest of the world.
Do you think we should privatise our healthcare?
I am private.
Okay. But then you've got a nice snazzy shop. What do people in the UK imagine is probably the biggest difference between British people and Americans?
I don't think there's as much now. I mean, years ago, I think probably they thought the Americans were fatter. But I think we're catching up very rapidly.
Excellent. Why, despite the US having the Bill of Rights and a huge potential for freer speech, does the UK seem to have a much more vibrant and inquisitive news media?
I think it's something we've always had, freedom of the press, and I think that's great.
Do you know what a podcast is?
I'm doing one now. But don't ask me what it is.
Excellent. There's a brave man. Saddam has already been caught by the gluttonous oil pigs of the Bush administration. So why the hell are we still in Iraq? Could the answer to that question be oil and total control of Middle East leaders for US corporate war and commercial profiteering? God, that's a long question.
I think you're probably right. I mean, they seem to have made a lot of money out of rebuilding Iraq. And I think it's a good little money earner for them.
There are conservatives in England who are pro-business and free market, I would assume. Do you know what their policies are?
I have no idea what the conservatives' policies are on anything.
Is that because you don't care, or you just are not politically in tune?
I do care, but you can't seem to get an answer from them. It changes from week to week.
Such is the art of spin doctoring.
Exactly.
Is your parliament something that amuses the British as much as it amuses us?
It shouldn't really be there to amuse anybody. It should be a serious thing. But yeah, I think it's like just there. You can imagine them all being there.
It's. I think that comes from the fact that people can't believe that we really do have a go at each other across the room like that, because Bush wouldn't stand up for 2 minutes, I don't think.
I think you're absolutely right.
How religious are people in the UK? I mean primarily the Christian and the Jewish types. Not at all, somewhat, sort of, or do they mostly reject religion?
I think there's a big rejection of religion in this country.
Do you think there's a reason behind that?
I don't know the reason why. I think people just don't care, or they just can't be bothered.
Is the euro stronger than the dollar? And if we invested in euros, would we be better off than buying investments here? Or is the British government debt more than we know?
I think the British debt is more than we know. And I don't know if the euro is better than the dollar.
How funny was the whole Bill Clinton sex scandal to most people in the UK?
I think it was hilarious. I mean, I can't believe that anyone could make something last so long.
What are we talking about here? The scandal itself?
The scandal itself.
Fair enough. How much of a rift is developing in Europe in general between Arab citizens and non-Arab citizens due to our wars?
I think there is, yeah, I think the gap is getting bigger between them and us, yes.
What is better, the British version of The Office or the American version of The Office?
I've never seen the American version, so I can only say the British is best.
Thanks very much.
It's
Thanks
a
for
pleasure.
Your time.
You are listening to Documentally.com. Documenting the mind.
Well, I found myself in a recording studio. Could you please tell me who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I'm Pete Bain, and I actually run the recording studio, but I'm mostly known in the wider world as Pete Baseman, bass player for Spaceman 3, and all the other offshoots, Dark Side, Alpha Stone, Space Junk Cowboys, and my present group, which is the Nuclear Sirens.
For people listening to this now, you probably hear some background music. That's bands practicing in and around this very creative and wonderful studio. So let's get right down to it. And I'll start with a heavy one. Do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
No. An outside job, how could it be inside? The people who perpetrated it, planned it, executed it were not from America, they were from, involved, you know, multiple Arab countries.
Do you think that Blair really likes Bush?
I think in some ways he does. And, you know, I think behind closed doors, he's probably a bit, maybe in awe of Bush and America as a whole, you know. I'm sure that they probably, you know, they do, may enjoy each other's company. You don't know, you know, you see very little, you just see the public stuff, but what goes on behind doors, how they interact with each other, they can't keep a front on all the time. It's, you know, they must, you know, unwind. And I think maybe they generally do like each other in some way, respect.
Are Britons nostalgic in any way about Margaret Thatcher?
Depends what generation you're from. I think younger generations probably don't know. They just know Thatcher as somebody who, you know, they remember the big events, the strikes, the agitation, the unemployment. People of my generation who lived through that era, I guess we have a really, I do have a nostalgia, not for Thatcher herself, but for the times. You know, there was, creatively, it was very conducive to making music because you had enough money to live on the dole, and there was lots of opportunities. A lot of them were provided by the Tory government, and that's the opportunity to go to college, further education, to better yourself, to receive work placements, and there's a lot of initiatives for young people, heck of a lot, to get you off the street, to get you out of your council flat. Although they created conditions which did sort of allow you to live an alternate lifestyle, you could survive on the dole. It was no luxuries or anything, but you know, if you were clever, you could always make a little bit of money on the side to supplement the money you wouldn't get for a full-time wage. So the gap between a full-time wage and what you had to live on wasn't really that great, and so you could put up with the hardships and live a very stress-free life. It was brilliant times in a way, and she provided, and the Tory government provided those times. I don't think they ever intended it to be that way, but that was the situation. They did more for young people than this present Labour government have ever done. And, you know, that's all I remember. There's obviously a lot of appalling things that happened as a result of the Tory government and privatisation, but that's another whole bunch of subjects. But yeah, I feel nostalgic for not for Thatcher, but for those times.
Cool. Okay, if I say the word America, what are the three words that pop into your head?
Space, beauty and ugliness.
What is the best comedy export that's travelled from the UK to the USA?
Benny Hill. Without a doubt. I must say this point about Benny Hill. I get really upset when people say that Benny Hill was a sexist. I'm going to tackle this point. Benny Hill was not sexist at all. What he presented was what every red-blooded English or American guy really liked to watch. And what could be better than watching a woman run around in her underwear? It turns me on and it should turn you on. So let's not be ashamed of it. What Benny Hill represented was something more. It was a throwback to sort of music hall humour. I found his comedy was very inventive. I never found Benny Hill offensive. He had a great bunch of supporting actors which feature in many, many British TV sitcoms and plays through the 60s and 70s. They looked like they had fun when they did those shows, and they represented fun at a time during the 70s which was pretty bleak in England economically, politically. There were strikes at some points that this country ground to a damn halt. All the lights were turned out and you were sitting in your house with candles. There was no electric, no heating. And, I remember, living through those times, and Benny Hill was one of the shining lights. He was a very funny man who I respect enormously. And the most tragic thing was that Benny Hill was held up as being a sexist and a chauvinist at a time when people got on their high horse about such things. And he was vilified for that reason. He was treated very poorly, and it kind of broke his heart. And I think that's a great shame, because Benny Hill is one of the best comedians England has ever produced, and he should be respected for that. His shows appear quite frivolous and lightweight and frothy, but he was a very, very, very good comedian. He was an excellent comedian, and that's why Benny Hill is respected by most current contemporary comedians, as well as people that are in English media. If anybody's worth any salt, they will say Benny Hill is a fucking genius.
Slightly heavier question. Is Britain's liberalisation of drugs working?
Absolutely not. I grew up smoking dope and taking a bit of this and that, and I really hoped that, at one point in time that drugs would become decriminalised, for the point of view that I thought the criminalisation process was just too harsh a price to pay for just having an odd joint now and again. I found that the people that consumed dope or drugs in this town sometimes needed it. In a small, boring little town, somehow, it can make life just a little bit better. Nowadays, it's a much difficult situation with the newer drugs, engineered drugs, developed drugs, synthesized drugs, even something as basic as marijuana or cannabis. It can be too strong, and the quality varies, and I think too many people take it. It's tearing the fabric of society apart in some levels. If you're middle class, or if you're wealthy, if you're affluent, if you can afford certain luxuries in life and you're a drug user, I don't think you suffer any hardships. But there will work, people on the bottom rung of the ladder that are caught up in the epicenter of these areas which thrive on drugs, drug dealing gangs, the crime, the vicious brainless mentality which goes along. Britain has really turned into America, how America suffered from crack cocaine and the pharmaceutical based drugs. I think it's absolutely appalling. and the liberalisation of drugs policy in England isn't working whatsoever, because the nature of drugs have changed. They've got more sophisticated and they're just not organic. They don't do really much. They don't seem to stimulate any activity, creative activity, in the way that drugs used to or should do. People don't get inspired by, say, LSD and come out with the next fucking Sergeant Peppers. You know, they just go out and kill somebody. No, it's just not working. I'm sorry. I'd like to think that it was, but it isn't.
Next question. Do the British dig castles as much as Americans do?
I should do. If they got any sense, they would dig castles. I mean, castles are very, you know, they're very iconic, historically vastly important in a way. In a way, what they represent is, you know, the people with all the money and all the protecting themselves from the dirty horde at the gate, you know. I mean, it's, but, you know, I like them.
What's the deal with the royal family? Why can't we get rid of them?
I think we can't get rid of them because we love them so much. We adore them. Wonderful people. I am quite anti-royal in a way, but then I'm not. I'm quite proud of some of the royal family, but some of the royal family I'm quite appalled by. And really, I find it so hard to say that I like the royal family, because really I shouldn't. But as ambassadors to, you know, figureheads, I think Prince Charles and... they're very idiosyncratic, and so is England. Maybe they just hold us all together. I mean, at least you can't dispose of something like that overnight. It's just not going to work. And the royal family do make London special. Buckingham Palace makes London special. And in recent times, we've seen some fantastic events hosted by the Queen. You know, she's played host to some of the biggest drugs fiends in rock and roll history: Ozzy Osbourne, Brian Jones, not Brian Jones, sorry, he wasn't reincarnated for the Queen's birthday. It was Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, and a whole load of, you know, Eric Clapton, you know, well publicised smackhead, and they're all on stage hobnobbing with the Queen. I mean, that's fantastic. You know, yeah, of course, we love them, and long will they reign over us.
Why do you think we are still in Iraq?
Because I think we're caught between a rack and a hard place. There didn't seem to be any solution to, you know, once you get into it, you can't get out of it. And what you did, you pull out and let everybody kill each other. It's a similar sort of situation the British Army were in with the Ireland, you know. It seems to be very, very little logic to it all, and as a result, people are suffering, aren't they? I mean, the Iraq people are suffering, and also the occupying forces are suffering every single day. And, you know, having sympathy for the armed forces, okay, I mean, there's mothers, there's brothers, there's uncles, there's aunties, other people that get killed quite unnecessarily in Iraq, you know. Maybe they shouldn't be there in the first place, but, you know, that's what war is usually about, aren't they? I mean, a loss on both sides. And I think it's impossible to really retract ourselves from that situation without leaving behind a terrible, complete vulnerability for some sections within if it all gets redrawn along ethnic lines, then history proves that that's when most people end up being killed and tortured. And if the whole picture is true, that there is a Shia and Shiite divide within the Arab world, and maybe it's some power game between the Shiites and the Shia fractions, then surely maybe the armed forces will at least be able to hold them. But I don't know, it's all speculation to me.
Do you notice a divide between the Arab and non-Arab populations of Europe kind of increasing at all?
In England, it's got nothing whatsoever to do with Arab people at all. I've known people of Iranian descent that it was never an issue that they were from Iran or Persia was at the time or wherever. They were just like, once people had emigrated and lived a period of time in England and stuff, so there's never been a sizable population of Arab in England, never ever. But there is a huge, large population of Pakistani immigrants. I know a person, maybe 20 years ago, who seemed to be a very outward going, optimistic young Pakistani chap, and we got on really well, and I still know him to this day. But I have a feeling that he's one of these people that have been, who feels maybe a little bit disillusioned with English life for whatever reason, and I think he probably is the type of person that holds very kind of radical views. He's not happy with the West and this and that. He's not happy with his lot, and Islamic and Muslim faith provides him with a very solid thing to cling to in times of uncertainty, because the Pakistani population collectively, if this chap is a few years older than myself, I mean, he must be approaching his 50s now, and he has grandchildren, but I know his son as well, who also seems to is not very integrated very well. I mean, his son is maybe in his 20s, but he has a Pakistani wife through an arranged marriage. He's very purposely held on to his culture, and he hasn't assimilated himself into English life very much at all. And they are very noticeably not integrated. Things have gone backwards. Some people within other, maybe Indians, they have a totally different social background, and they're more professional, and they integrate much better with English people. But by and large, both ethnic groups have, in some ways, do integrate very well with England. It just leaves a certain section behind, and they're the ones that are most angry and most vulnerable to extremist views, which inspires them to create some really horrendous acts of violence against people.
In a similar kind of vein, do you think that the thinking more about Christianity and Jewish religion here, do you think people in England are very religious, slightly religious, take it or leave it, not religious at all?
I think they are religious in a certain sense that most, nearly all the churches are still active. There hasn't been, it's very much for the minority, but sort of modern churches, they do spring up, and they always gain a congregation, but they're almost like a minority. But I still think that England does have an undercurrent of, it does have, it's kind of religious in a way. It depends what kind of part of the country you live in, really, I think. But, I think it is kind of religious. There's still an interest in religion, be it Christianity or any of the offshoots, or even Islam.
How how well, in your experience, do you think the British health system works? How well does it work?
It works damn sight better than... It works very well. But there again, so does the Italian, so does Spanish, so does any you know, well-developed European country. The health service works really well. It fails some people, but in my experience, it doesn't just work well. It works better than well. It works absolutely fucking brilliant. It works. It can save your life, and that's all I want to say about it. It has its problems. It works for some people, but it doesn't work for other people. I mean, I don't know. I'm very grateful for it because there are alternatives, and the alternatives are always a damn sight worse. Private healthcare is only available to the people who can afford it. And for the people who can't afford it, then, you know, God help them. That shouldn't be the way. And the British Health Service is overstretched, underfunded. But it should never ever be denigrated ever by any sane person.
Are you aware of living in any kind of Big Brother state at all? The presence of CCTV cameras, etc., etc.?
No, not really. It's no real. I'm not really concerned about people watching me doing what I'm doing. I don't think there's been any more CCTV cameras installed other than the ones that are in the town centre. And even so, having the ones in the town centre, they still miss out on catching the perpetrators of some large-scale acts of violence, right near riots and people getting beaten up all the time, and they still don't catch these people. They don't catch them on CCTV, and so they're not really that effective. I think they can prove to act as a deterrent. Video surveillance is a sign of the times, you know. It's a necessary evil, really. But I'm not really I don't really feel I'm watched, really, by anybody.
Name two things you like about America and two things you dislike about America.
What I disliked about America was the unpredictability of moving from even one block to another block. In New York, you go from nice block to nasty block. Nice block with shops, nasty block with junkies and bums on mattresses. That's quite extreme. And also moving from state to state, some of the bizarre draconian laws which are employed by some of these states. So that the unpredictability is one thing that I don't like. The out and out mercenary capitalist vibe that you get off some people, I don't like that as well. It happens. And also some American people can be awfully patronising, uneducated, yet they feel, you know, you think you own the fucking planet, but you know, you can't name a country in Europe. That kind of scenario. I guess it's it's the security that they have been living in a very powerful, affluent country. That's something I didn't like. What I did like was, let me think. people again. The people in a shop situation, when somebody says "have a nice day," you know, from an English point of view, you could think that it's maybe patronising, but I actually liked it. I think it helped your day. You know, it was a positive gesture, and I like that. I think a lot of the times you can bump for as many unpleasant people you could bump into. There's always somebody that could. It was a nice person to interact with. You know, genuine. And sincere, and
So that's one thing. The other thing I liked, the buildings and architecture, and the space and the beauty of America, which undoubtedly is breathtaking. And I also like the fact that it wasn't quite as crowded as I thought it would be. It still seems like a vast expanse of country, and I love American the cowboy films of the youth, and when you see that for the first time in the rolling hills, and I love the Waltons as well, you know. It's, for me, it's a real buzz to go to places where, you know, these great sitcoms were based, you know, and I love to see all of America, because I was a TV nut as a kid and I still am, and I just I get a big buzz out of it, and I do honestly really do love America and everything that comes out of it. But it's like everywhere, you know, there's some good things and some bad things. So.
Pete Bain, thank you very much for your time indeed. Thanks. Hi, can you tell me your name and what you do for a living, please?
Yeah, my name's Paul and I'm an assistant head teacher.
Excellent. I have a question on education coming right up. Firstly, though, do you think Blair really likes Bush?
I'm sure he does, but more importantly, does Bush really like Blair?
How nostalgic are the Brits for Margaret Thatcher?
I think they enjoyed her time, but really want her back, because Blair has taken the country further and further down in the mire.
Where do you get most of your news from?
Watching TV, BBC and the internet.
Why hasn't Tony Blair resigned yet?
Because he wants to go out in a blaze of glory, and probably will do if somebody's got some sense to do it.
What is it like to hang out in a British pub?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't really hang out in pubs because I'm not a smoker.
Mm-hmm. Do Brits dig castles as much as Americans do?
Sandcastles? I don't know. No, probably not.
How inferior do you think America's education system is?
At the moment, I wouldn't say it's inferior to the British system. I think the UK system is some way behind the American and quite a lot of the other countries around the world. We're not all that good.
Wow. Spoken from an assistant head teacher. Do you resent appearing to live in the shadow of the US? Do you feel like we live in the shadow of the US?
At the moment, yeah. Whatever the US says, we do. We jump. That's why Blair is more like a lapdog to Bush rather than an equal partner.
Does anyone in the UK still listen to the Beatles or The Cure?
The who? The Beatles, yes, but The Cure, who are they? I certainly don't.
How is Britain managing to liberalise somewhat its drugs policies?
Well, they've declassified some of the drugs, whether that's the right route to go along, because more and more people are participating in drug taking. Wrong route.
What's the deal with the royal family? Can't you get rid of them?
I'd like to, personally, but far too many people like them.
How bad is the watching and surveillance in England? Is it really worse than America?
Probably not as bad as America, but you can't go many yards, or for the Americans, many metres, without being on a CCTV. So, Big Brother is watching you.
When you think of America, what are the first three things that come to your mind?
Insular. No, is that the correct word? Insular. They're inward looking. So insular, yes, is the correct word. They only look at the news that affects them and not look at the wider picture. One, they're big bullies, and three, they can be friendly.
How did Britain manage to create a universal healthcare system, and how satisfied are you with that system?
Well, go back to Labour and just after the war. Yep, good system.
What do people in the UK imagine, on the whole, is the biggest difference between British and Americans?
Controversial again. I think British are more honest in their approach to people. The Americans, I'm not so sure.
Why, despite the US having the Bill of Rights and a huge potential for freer speech, does the UK seem to have a much more vibrant and inquisitive news media?
I would say that is down to the politics of the country. Yep, they've got a Bill of Rights, but under the current climate, Bush doesn't want things to be said or heard or seen or done.
If Bush was walking up this street right now, what would you say to him?
It certainly wouldn't be Yo Blair. I would probably ask him why he, more importantly, he, rather than the country, are taking a certain line with regards to Afghanistan. I can understand that. Iraq, I can't. And keeping up to date, Israel and the way that they've supported Israel against Lebanon, not really the right thing to do.
Again, this question obviously comes from a listener. Saddam has already been caught by the gluttonous oil pigs of the Bush administration, so why the hell are we still in Iraq?
Because we still need oil, or they still need oil, and that's the only way to keep it flowing.
There are conservatives in England who are pro-business and free market, I would assume. Do you know what their policies are?
No.
Any particular reason for that?
There are probably too many different policies, and it would be quite understandable to say no rather than try and spout on about this different policy with regards to one particular party or one particular field of people, rather than just trying to explain everything away.
The Americans find the British Parliament quite amusing to watch. Do you find it amusing as a British person?
Certainly do, when it comes to listening to the way the House of Commons, rather than House of Lords are all asleep, and it's quite boring, especially when things are running on at night time. Oh my goodness me.
Do you want to get that up and pause this? How religious are people in the UK, primarily the Christian and the Jewish?
I'd say quite religious. From personal knowledge with regards to the Christians, I attend I'm an assistant head teacher at a school, and we have a Christian ethos, and a large number of the students and the staff attend church on Sundays. With regards to Jewish, I'm afraid that's another area that I'm unfamiliar with.
What is the UK's best comedy export, as far as you're aware, to the US?
Best comedy export? Hopefully it'll be Blair in about a year's time. But other than that, probably The Office.
Is the euro stronger than the dollar? And if we invested in euros, would we be better off than buying investments in America? Or is the British government's debt far more than we know?
I wouldn't know about the debt. The euro is certainly stronger than the dollar at the current moment, and has been for quite some time. Whether that's a good route to go down with regards to the UK going into the euro, which at some point in time they probably have to, provided of course they meet the 5 or 6 criteria. I don't know, it's something that we'll have to wait and see.
How funny was the whole Bill Clinton sex scandal to most people in the UK?
Get on you, Bill. How can you get away with it? I don't know. What's the next horror story that's going to come out of the States?
How much of a rift is developing in Europe in general between Arab citizens and non-Arab citizens due to the wars?
I think it's getting worse by the week. Pre-9/11, no problems whatsoever. Post-9/11, and with the run-up with the invasion by Israel in Lebanon, that sparked it off even worse. And probably more importantly, here in the UK and here in England, the arrests of a large number of Muslims on suspicion of being involved in terrorism is quite frightening.
And finally, give me 2 things you really dislike about America and 2 things you really love about America.
2 things I dislike about America. Bush has got to be number 1, and Bush has got to be number 2. What I like about America, we've got the Atlantic Ocean between the two of us, and secondly, hey, it's got some good ski slopes.
Paul, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please go and leave a comment on documentally.com. Until next time, goodbye.
I think I'm going to crash.